Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Another beautiful day that the Lord God has made. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Another beautiful day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Just want to play a little bit. Hallelujah. Just got to just say it. Amen, amen, amen. Seeking God's face, yet touching his grace. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, hallelujah. In the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. There's no place, no place that I'd rather be than in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing knowing that while we are here on this earth, we can still have that space, hallelujah, that you know, like a child just wanting to be in the room where their parents are. I'm good, hallelujah, everything is all right when I'm in the presence of the living God, hallelujah, everything is good. Doesn't mean that life never happens, ups and downs, but you just know that you're still safe. Oh God, get back, glory, because God is with you. You are still in a safe place. Hallelujah. God is with you. Hallelujah. In that place. Hallelujah. It's just a good thing. It's just excellent to know that God is with you. Hallelujah. And that he cares. My Lord, my Lord. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord God this morning, the Lord God Almighty. We honor him. We give him honor. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord God for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness. Woo, glory, hallelujah. His shalom, his peace, and oh, his joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 I can't say when you have that clarity and that moment where you get that, oh my God, yes. We all have our moments and they're not all the same time. But as we continue to grow in him and we get closer and closer and have different experiences in life, we begin to see, oh my, God does love me. Oh yes, I'm telling you. Because this can see that he really does care. Uh-huh. What a blessing. He cared. And oh my God, you say, well, this happened. And I know, because I have not been exempt. But as the older saints would say, just keep on living. I declare, just keep on living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Called to Pray. It's just a blessing to have you join us this morning. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 I truly thank God for you, and I thank God for allowing you to join in this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I am so delighted, hallelujah, that you're here this morning. Like to welcome my dear sister. She's back home. Woo! She's back home. I can't wait to see her. I know she's busy getting herself together. She promised me she was gonna call me. She texted me. I ain't gotten that call yet, so I know she's busy, and I won't disturb her because it's quite a bit. Moving back and getting things together. So we thank God for granting them traveling mercy. Thank God for opening doors and opportunities for her and being able to find her home and everything. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So I just pray, hallelujah, hallelujah. She's on fire for the Lord. Yes, she is. And I just love it. And I thank God for her return and her safe return back to Georgia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a privilege and an honor. I don't have many, but I thank God for the ones that he has assigned for us to be friends. I thank God for that. We're not always in each other's space, but we know that we're sisters. Yes, we know that we are sisters, and we're a safe place for each other. You know what I'm saying? We're a safe place for each other. Are we perfect? By no means. No, but we're still a safe place. I ask that you continue to pray for Mother Dunlap. Bless the Lord and bless God. For her, continue to pray her strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray, continue to pray that God would give her peace. Yes, hallelujah. Give her peace. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. As she always, would say to me, God's will must be done, Sister Lee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have to ask God for strength. Yes. Hallelujah, for strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love the Lord. Hallelujah, we love the Lord. And we thank him for loving us. Thank God for loving us. And my sister that I was telling you about this morning, whenever you call her, and this song has been on her phone since forever. Where did I put it? Okay. I think this is the word. You may know it. You thought I was worth saving. You came and saved my life. You thought I was worth saving. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was worth to die for glory, and then it says, glory to God who saved my life. You came and you cleaned me up inside. I think that's the way it goes. Ooh, you talking about a beautiful song. And I thought about it. Sometimes I said, ooh, you picked that phone up too quick. I needed to hear that. And it comes on. You thought I was worth saving. Woo. So you clean me up inside. Oh, my God. You thought I was worth saving. Listen to it. And I turned. I said, let me see what this song is all about. And I tell you, you talking about a beautiful song that expressed words. And just think about it. Before we came on, when we came on this earth and didn't have a clue. And he said, you thought I was worth saving. No one else could pay the price. No one. God. You thought I was worth saving. So you just didn't think about it. You did it. You cleaned me up inside. You know, I'm not one of these pretentious people who said when I was born I had a halo over my head. I never even drank coffee. I never said this and I never said that. I never did this. I never did that. I was perfect in every way. That would be a lie. That would be a lie. Well, number one, the scripture says this. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. But I'm not one of these that stand out and said, I never did things. Because the scripture speaks against what would be coming out of my mouth. I can only speak for Margaret. And when I think about how lost I was, and think that he cleaned me up inside. He thought I was worth the effort. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Almighty God! Oh, God! Woo! Glory to his name! Glory to his name. Glory. Oh, and it just doesn't apply to me. Mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish. But shall have everlasting life. He thought you were worth saving. So he cleaned you up inside. Woo! He thought you were worth dying for. So you could be free. And so you could tell everyone, you know, hey, basiko. Remisiko ba shanadida. The angels can't sing your song. Hallelujah. Rema, we are redeemed. Remisiko ba shanadida. He thought you were worth it. And he did it. You didn't have to ask him. He loves you. And I keep coming back that you're loved by the Almighty God. You are loved. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be spiteful. You don't have to be jealous. You don't have to be all of that is gone. You don't have to try to cause somebody to fall. All of that is gone. The love of God is in you. Woo. So you could be free. Free. Free from sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on yesterday, as I began to speed down, and you really can't speed down Numbers 19 and 20. And you see God giving the commandments and for a nation now. A peculiar people. I know that sounds familiar to you. Royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine? If we had created what God created, and man turned around and did committed high treason, I think it would have been a done deal, but he had a plan. He had a plan, and his plan is working today. I don't care how chaotic things look. I don't care where it looks so hopeless, like, Lord, you see this? God's plan is God's plan. God's plan is working. We cannot lose hope. We cannot lose faith. God's plan, oh my God, it's working. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Whose side you on? Hallelujah. Who are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Hey, you know, I am coming to the thought that God wants us to know that he loves us. And when we get it, oh my God, when we truly get it, when you truly know without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not talking about that pretense that we put up in public. I'm talking about in the secret place. When you know without a shadow of a doubt that you love by God, come with me. Hey! Come with me. When we say the name Jesus, you know, I say Hebrew, I use his Hebrew name, Yeshua. All the power of heaven, woo, glory, come. Can't use the name in vain. Oh, Lord God, when you know you're loved by God, you know you can trust him. You know. And you know that your prayer request may not always be answered the way you want it to be answered. But you'll begin to know that's my Father's will. My Father's will. Yes. And my Father's will must be done. When we get to that place and we step in, mature, the light will shine bright, exceedingly bright. Yes, it will. It will shine bright. And it'll give others who are in darkness clarity. Illuminate their path. Light. It'll empower. And you don't have to say anything. The love of God. The love of God will shine through. And we're just wanting them to know God. Yes, Lord. God is good. God is so good. And, you know, oh, he's so good. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I can't stop saying it. He loves you. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And we pray that every stronghold, every wall, every tower that try to build itself or have built itself up against the understanding that God loves us individually and collectively. When you see someone and you just know that God loves them like he loves you. He says, all souls are mine. Yeah. All souls are mine. And we don't know what an individual, we see what they may look like and they may be acting and we're saying, oh, I know. Just that God help. He helped you. He's helping you. He helped me. He's helping me. And he can do it. Because someone could turn around and look at us and go like, oh, yeah. We shouldn't think more highly of ourselves than we are. Walk humbly before our God. Woo! And still be strong in him. Hallelujah. He's ordering our steps. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Give honor to God this morning. Oh, I can't just, oh, it's just all in, just, I don't know, it's not bubbling, it's just, oh my God, God loves you. Never, never forget it. Maybe we just need to hear it. God loves you with an everlasting love. He is, oh, you know, the earth royalties, their children know that the monarchy is behind them. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm saying that right. They have confidence because they know who they are. And they walk and they conduct themselves as such. They may even bend down and say a kind word to you. There's certain things they're not going to do with you, say with you, joke with you because of their position in the world. I'm going somewhere. And we who are the children of the God who gave their ancestors, their parents breath, we're in that kingdom. That God is the God, and he is, and we are his children. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He defends and he fights for you and he loves you. Even in judgment, he will not forget you. My God, you love, you love, you love, you love, you love, you love. You know, there's some who don't have mother, father, sister, brother, and you feel like you're here all by yourself. And you may be absent with loved ones, but God will fill the void for you. There are some who feel like, I don't have nobody, I don't have any friends, nobody cares, nobody loves me, I'm all alone. But God loves you, and he cares. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God loves you, and he cares. He truly, truly cares about you. And he knows exactly where you are. There may be some who are caring for spouses and parents and children and all weighted down. Like the whole weight of the world is just crushing in on you. God is there. He's there. And he's your strength. And he cares. Ask him to lift the weight of the pressure and let you go through. Hallelujah. Remembering you. Hallelujah. God cares. Well, like everyone is misjudging you and even being deceptive and things that you thought were right were not right, God is there. Power of the Holy Ghost to give you clarity and understanding. God loves you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Put your hands on your heart and say, God loves me. So if I know he loves me, I truly know he loves you. Can we do that? Yeah. If I'm special to him, I gotta know that you are too. You're special to God. You're special. No big and no little. Woo! Oh my God. Just a child of God. Hallelujah. I hope you felt that, because I certainly did. God loves you. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your love, Father, which is an everlasting love. We can't even begin to comprehend the fullness of the love that you have for us. But we thank you that we are worth saving. We are worth saving. And you came and you cleansed us and you saved us. And we, oh my God, we thank you for it, Lord God. We praise you. We thank you for being our God, our Master, our Lord, our King. Hallelujah. We thank you for guiding us, giving us direction, Almighty God, for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for making the crooked way straight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you glory. For you are great and awesome. You are the sovereign God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for how you cleanse us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, can't say thank you enough. Oh, God, we know that your eyes see all things. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. So we just put all the woes and in our lives. We lay it at your feet, dear God. If I sick or my shoulder there, and we say, help, Lord. Help us, Almighty God. Oh, God, help, Lord. Help. Ooh, cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he delivered. Hey, God, because you're able. Hallelujah. He's delivered us out of it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We know that your will must be done. Hey, God. Oh, God, if we dare just to ask you to temper your justice with mercy. God, we know how mankind and how we have sinned against you. Oh, God. Oh, God. All we can say is have mercy, Lord. Lord, help. Forgive us, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for creating a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. Almighty God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, and we thank you, Lord. Remember the children on their way to school, and though when they return and protect them on their way home from predators, Almighty God. Oh, God, protect them. Oh, henceforth and forever, Almighty God, while they're in the classroom. Post your angels of protection all around them, Almighty God, from the youngest to the oldest, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace on the job, Almighty God. Touch us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch situations, Almighty God. Turn deadly situations around, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. Peace in the home, Almighty God. Peace, Almighty God, in the homes. Peace in the homes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Turn bad situations around, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you for protecting our children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. From danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Thank you for ordering your steps, Almighty God. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Remember your preachers, your teachers, your apostles, your preachers, Almighty God. Your preachers, Almighty God. Abba Sikor, stand in the sacred place and preach the unadulterated truth without so many jangles and schemes, Almighty, and jokes, Almighty God. Help us not to be jokesters, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rhymes. Hallelujah. Oh, let us preach, Almighty God. Let us preach the unadulterated truth, Almighty God, with the seriousness. Oh, speak through us, and please speak to us. Give us the strength to walk therein, your truth, Almighty God. Remember your evangelists, your missionaries, all your deacons, Almighty God, your apostles, your prophets, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ushers. Almighty God, your saints, Almighty God, all over this world. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Meet every need, health need, financial need, Almighty God. You're the God that's more than enough. So we put our trust in you. We thank you, Lord. We do call those things that be not as though they were. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. I get joy when I think about what you've done for me. I get joy when I think about how you set me free. I get joy when I think about the love you shared on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The love of the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving me. Each one of us just put our hands on our heart and said, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you for the traveling mercy. Yes, Lord. Protecting from danger seen and unseen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. I don't know. This love. God loves us. God loves. And that doesn't mean that we won't go through. But he loves us. And he cares. Hallelujah. When you think about it, that he has called us on this earth for such a time as this and equipped us to accomplish the task for him. And it seems that we haven't gotten it because we think that we're not worthy to do the things that's in our heart. You know, the quiet moments that come. And you say, oh, no. And I think most people think anytime you're doing something for the Lord, you have to be a preacher or in the fivefold office. But he has called each one of us to be prepared to give an explanation, let's say that, for why you believe what you believe. He will allow any of us, his children at any time he wished to speak a word into someone's life that came from him and not us. So we're vessels, we're ambassadors. And he can use us at any given time. And when you read Numbers, around, I think it's the 20th chapter with Balak and Balaam, God can use vessels, any vessel. He chooses. Because his word is there in it. He guards his word. The vessel could be jacked up, but he can use it. He's God. When we begin to understand and really truly see, and superiority is not even strong enough, but his sovereignty, we can begin understand a little clearer the authority of God. He is the authority. He is the authority. You always say, like I say, well, he gave authority, the meaning of authority. You know, he is the absolute. Maybe that's a better phrase. And he can use. Now, if he has called you and if he... You're the one that he has called to do this task. Don't deny yourself the will of God in your life or for your life. Ah, no, I never understood that. We should be humble enough. Whatever, I didn't bring me here. Whatever God has called me to do is what I need to be about. Mm-hmm. and you need to be about it. Don't need to hide about, oh, no, that ain't me. And you decide. Now, you know, that's a little audacious there. You decide. I decide what I'm going to do for the Lord. Well, I'll do this and I'll do that. Isn't that what he told you to do? Shame, shame, shame. Did you seek him? Or are you just taking it upon yourself? Oh, my, how arrogant. And you can't even supply breath for you. I can't supply breath for me. And I'm going to decide what I'm going to do for the Lord. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. We, you know, we kind of checked up. I'm laughing because there was a time in my life that I said that and I did that. I decided what I was going to do. I thought it was a good thing. Just go to the Lord, ask him, be faithful. You may not see it, you know, have your little talk, Jonah, you know. But I don't. I would not want to take it to the place of disobedience. Lord, I don't see it. I don't have the strength. I don't have the know-how. I'm scared. I feel insecure. Tell God, just have a little talk with him. I can do this. Mine is not working like other people. They have all of this and they have that. And I don't have this and I don't have that. God, I don't think you would call me to suffer like this. Oh, okay. How many apostles died or were martyred? How many was on the stake? It's a reality, and these things happen. How many people were fired because they didn't go along with the plans of others? How many marriages were destroyed because the wife or the husband said, the Lord called me in the ministry, and the spouse said, well, if you do that, we won't be together. I didn't marry a preacher, you know? I'm not saying it's that extreme with you. I'm saying there are sacrifices that God has called us. And we can't look to man. We have to look to God for the direction. But he's the one. You remember Isaiah 43:7. What does it say? Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to have to get another Bible, y'all. I tell you, my poor little Bible. Isaiah 43:7. It says this. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Okay. So, yes, God gives us leaders who will help to give us direction and what God has called us to do. And there may be some that say, no, I don't see it. But you pray and make sure you know you're on the right track. I'm not this. I'm not a preacher. How do you know? Did you ask God? And you may be right. But what is it that he's called you to do? Now, that's what you need to know. That's what I need to know. Be clear about it. Because when you put your hands on the plow, you don't need to look back. And no one can promise you that it will be a rose garden. But you have to be faithful to God. I shared with a friend, I had decided that enough was just enough of this. I mean, after all, I'm just human. I can't take no more. And I was talking with a young lady, and she said to me, she said, God said, you want to throw, no, you threw in the towel, and he threw it back at you. And we're like, what? And she goes, yeah, I'll tell it to God because he won't tell my business. Okay. So much for not telling your business. So much for not telling your business. All right. But he'll tell it where it serves a purpose. I'm saying, Lord, you know how old I am? He must do. My sisters and my brothers, stay strong in the Lord. Don't do what you want to do. Do what you were sent and equipped to accomplish for God. Do what you were sent and equipped to accomplish for God. And I'm convinced that a lot of sicknesses and a lot of family issues, those are distractions, oh my God, to keep us off or off keel. Is that the right way you say it? To keep you thrown off so you can't do what God has called you to do. So I can't do what God has called me to do. It must be good, because if it was not, then you wouldn't have these distractions. But we have to rest in the knowledge that God is in control and put it in God's hands and ask God to take care of it. He has already, but we acknowledge it. God, I know you're in control. I know you called me to do a work for you. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But the distractions, let not distractions be a deterrent and cause me to miss what you have called me to do. No distractions. None. Zero. Zero distractions. Can you say that? Zero distractions. On fire for the Lord. God is the one who makes the crooked way straight. Yes. All right, we have a few. Oh, man, look what I have done. I really wanted to, but I just got on the love. I just got on the love. God will allow us perhaps tomorrow to talk about Exodus. I have a question for you. Just a question. Have you ever thought about when do we start using AD, BC, and BCE? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever heard someone preach about it, talk about it? Why don't you just kind of research it for yourself and see what it says, what you find, and call me and tell me or text me. Have you ever thought about when we began to observe Sunday worship? These are just thoughts that come up. Like, when did that happen? When did they start doing that? Who did it? Was it ordained by God? Just thoughts that come up. We take so much for granted. Now, what is BCE? What does that mean? What does BC mean? Just look. When we go to witness to people, we need to be aware of certain things and equip. And the word Shavuot is that I told you, Pentecost, you know. What does it mean, and when did that come about? We just need to know these things. We need to have a clear understanding. And what it, and I think I told you what it means to be a peculiar treasure, and it means personal property. When we are God's personal possession, you know, when we really start taking off the lace and the frills and just getting down to reality, you know, did the apostles, did they continue in the way of the Lord's Supper, you know? You have a moment, just you're sitting there, just research it a little bit. See what you come up with. And see if you have some questions that you'd like to share. And I would like to research some things too. And let's do that. Hey, did you think about this? When you think this happened? When did that happen? And let's see what we can come up with. Yeah. Why this? Why that? It's a why time. It's a why time. God got the answers. I'll just read this for you. Exodus, the 19th chapter, starting at the 5th verse. And this is where God speaks to Moses. Exodus 19, 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will, let's go to 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Isn't that a blessing? And you know, you've heard that word peculiar in what we call the New Testament. Hallelujah. And listen, Numbers 19 and 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. Oh my God. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. 20:20 of 19. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up, and the Lord said unto Moses, go down to charge the people. They stay breakthrough unto the Lord to gaze and many them perish. And let the priests also which came near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou hast charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron, with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spoke with them. Exodus 20, which is very familiar with you, the commandments for Israel. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidenservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. And we will continue prayerfully on tomorrow with that. It's time. Yes, it's time. Hallelujah. Numbers. The sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing, my sisters, are broken. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, knowing that God loves you. Thank you for tuning in. I pray something was said to help you along your way. God bless. Love you.